91-133-5831 o en grupobaugan.com.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. That's right. Oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Salad. Yes, welcome to the program. Now then, let's begin, as we usually do, with our conundrum, salad listeners. A little test for you. Here's our conundrum for today. I always blank them mixed up. So mixed up, we can say. I always blank them mixed up. What could that blank be, salad listeners? You have to fill in the blank space, okay? I'm going to post this on Everyone Radio app. So, and we shall reveal the answer at the end of the program, salad listeners. So, I always blank them mixed up. Okay, yes, that's our conundrum for today. Now, what's on the show? Well, of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world. Yes, we have an interesting news item for you. But what else do we have, salad listeners? Well, I can also tell you that we have colloquial moments on the program today. Now, one of the things we like to do on Colloquial Moment is look at different expressions. So we have expressions with talk on Colloquial Moment today. Expressions with talk. Okay, can you think of any? Well, we shall learn many with Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He's also an expert on idioms, expressions and sayings. So he'll be here teaching us expressions with talk. So right now it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits. News from around the world. Here comes our headline for today. Estonia warns anglers off thin ice. So to warn, avisar. You can warn somebody. Now an angler, what's an angler? Well, an angler is a fisherman. Or a fisherwoman. A fisher person, we can say. Someone who likes fishing. So to fish is to angle. So an angler is someone who goes fishing. So, Estonia warns anglers off thin ice. El hielo fino. Thin ice. Okay, so Estonia warns anglers off thin ice. So we're going over live to Estonia. Who do we have? Yes, Yuri Brennan, our Eastern European correspondent. Yuri, are you there?
Yes, that's right, Dave. Estonian officials have caught dozens of anglers fishing through holes cut in the ice of frozen lakes, despite the start of the spring thaw.
I see. Did you catch that, salad listeners? So Estonian officials have caught, and biao, they've caught dozens of anglers fishing through holes cut in the frozen lakes. So a typical thing, I mean, you see it on films, you cut a hole in a lake and you fish through it if the lake is frozen, despite the start of the spring thaw. So, T-H-A-W, thaw to thaw is, and the spring thaw is el deshielo. So when the ice starts melting, that's the spring thaw. To thaw is when the ice melts, okay? So yes, it could be dangerous to cut a hole in the ice and fish, because you're fishing literally on thin ice.
Yes, that's right. Estonia prohibits fishing on lakes from a certain date each year because of the danger of injury or death if someone should fall through the thin ice.
Ah, so it's actually prohibited, it's forbidden after a certain date each year because the weather's getting warmer and the ice is getting thinner. So you can, yeah, you can go through the ice. You know, many people, you know, drown or, you know, all kinds of things can happen to you.
The cutoff this year fell yesterday, the last day. And it was yesterday and rescue patrols have, as usual, found far too many anglers or people fishing, enjoying their hobby, oblivious to the risks they are running.
Ah, yeah, so the deadline, fecha tope, you can say, the deadline, or the cutoff. So the cutoff date is the last day, the deadline was yesterday. However, officials found many people fishing oblivious to the dangers.
Yes, that's right. But this year, the rescue board is flexing its muscles. It's getting stronger, warning fishermen that it will call in the police and border guards if they don't, get off the ice. Refusal to comply can lead to fines.
Ah, okay. So they're saying this year they're going to get tough. Ponerse duro, get tough. And they'll call the police or the border guards. That's right, if they don't go off the ice. And what will happen is they'll get fined. So to fine is multar. And a fine is una multa. So they'll get fined for fishing on thin ice.
Yes, that's right. The authorities are concerned that their failure to raise enough awareness of the dangers involved, as 43 people drowned in lakes last year alone, 8 of them in spring months of March to May.
I see, yes. So they're concerned they have to raise awareness. Concienciar. To raise awareness, we say. So 43 people drowned last year, falling through the ice into the lakes. So it's a very serious business.
Yes, that's right. One problem is that the ice can cover very considerable areas. You know, Estonia. Some areas may see an obvious thaw, while lakes elsewhere appear deep frozen. But talking to one of my Estonian colleagues today, they said that ice conditions can change at any moment. And had a particular warning for anglers. You know, my colleague said, no fish is worth losing your life for.
Yes. So sometimes, depending on the conditions, the ice can get thin quite quickly. Even though it might look like that the ice is quite deep, maybe it's actually quite thin. So we should take, yes, the advice of your colleague then, Yuri. So no fish is worth losing your life for, indeed.
Yes, that's very good advice. His warning was put even more straightforward by the Rescue Board's water safety website, which said, fishermen are prone to accidents because they assume their experience means nothing will happen to them. Even strong swimmers find it difficult to get out of freezing water, without special hand picks or special tools, as fit adults can lose consciousness in a matter of minutes. So this has prompted rescue services around the country to raise awareness by inviting the media to cover public drills on how to remain safe on the ice, how to save someone in trouble, and what to do if someone should fall in.
Uh-huh. So there you have it, salad listeners. So even if you're a strong swimmer, you know, you may lose consciousness very quickly in the icy waters. So it's very important to raise awareness, and they're raising awareness, so concienciar, to raise awareness by offering media coverage on what to do if you fall through the ice or how to save someone. That's right.
Yes, that's right. So it's very important, you know, to be very careful and, you know, not to fish on the thin ice. So, yes, here from Estonia, where it's pretty cold still. However, you know, I think the ice is not as deep as it looks. Back to the studio, Dave.
So there you have it, salad listeners. Estonia warns anglers off the thin ice. Yes, indeed. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Colloquial Moment. Now then, as promised, salad listeners, colloquial moment with talk. Expressions with talk. Can you think of any in Spanish or in English? Now, sometimes these, you know, expressions may be similar in both languages. Can you think of any with talk? Now then, I can think of a few in English. Let's see if they come up. So we have Alan Parsons here, who's, you know, selected some of his favorite expressions with talk. This is colloquial moments. Now then, hello Alan, welcome to the program. What's our first expression with talk?
Yes, hello Dave. Now, yes, our first expression with talk is now you're talking.
Now you're talking. Ahora estás hablando. Literally speaking. But what's the exact translation for this? Okay, can't be that straightforward. So let's have an expression in Spanish. We have to translate it using that expression in English.
Right, okay, yes. I suppose in Spanish you would say, así se habla.
Salad listeners, now you're talking. Así se habla, now you're talking. That's right, okay. Now remember, this is the interactive part of the program. So interact with us here. Try and, you know, use his expressions. Okay, so now you're talking. Así se habla. Okay, let's have another expression with talk, please.
To talk someone into doing something.
To talk someone into doing something is our expression. Does that sound familiar, salad listeners? To talk someone into doing something. Well, I can tell you it means to convince someone. He convinced me. Yes, to convince someone, to talk someone into doing something. Okay, let's try and use that expression, okay? Translate this sentence into perfect English using to talk someone into doing something. Over to you, Alan.
No intentes convencerme para que lo haga.
Salad listeners, don't try to talk me into doing it. It's pretty high level, I would say.
High level!
That's right. So, don't try to talk me into doing it. Okay? So, talk me. Don't try to talk me into doing it. Would say with good intonation there, okay? So, to talk someone into doing something is to convince someone to do something. Okay? That's pretty high level. Very useful expressions here. Okay? Now then, so these are expressions with talk, salad listeners. Let's have another one, please.
Right. Okay. So, well, I suppose it's related also. So, to talk your way out of doing something, or to talk one's way out of doing something.
I see. So to talk one's way out of doing something, or to talk your way out of doing something. So one's, so we're going to personalize it here. Well, let's just have a look at the expression in Spanish. Let's just translate it into perfect English using that expression, okay? To talk one's way out of doing something, I think all will become clear. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. Logré escurrir el bulto.
I see. Logré escurrir el bulto. This is pretty high level, I would say.
High level!
So what do you think, salad listeners? So lograr hacer algo, how can we say that? We would say to manage to do something, to manage to do something. Logré marcar el partido. I managed to score in the match, okay? So in this case, logré escurrir el bulto. So I managed to talk my way out of doing it. Wow, high level indeed. I managed to talk my way out of doing it. So escurrir el bulto. To talk one's way out of doing it. He talked his way out of doing it. That's right. You need to talk your way out of doing it. Okay, so to talk one's way out of doing something, escurrir el bulto, yes. This is Colloquial Moment, expressions with talk. Now then, let's have a look at our next expression, please.
Right, okay. Yes, to be the talk of the town.
To be the talk of the town. Well, let's just have a look at the expression in Spanish. Let's try and translate it using this expression. To be the talk of the town.
Su relación fue la comedia del lugar.
La comedia del lugar, the talk of the town. So, su relación, their relationship was the talk of the town. Their relationship was the talk of the town. That's right, salad listeners. So these are all pretty high level. Do you know that these will add color to your language, of course. So the relationship was the talk of the town. Okay, let's have another example, another expression, please.
Right, okay. To be all talk and no action.
Now, this one makes sense. To be all talk, blah, 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 and no action. Y nada de acción. I think that makes sense, to be all talk and no action. Okay, let's try and translate the sentence using that, to be all talk and no action.
Right, okay. Él habla mucho y no hace nada.
So you could say he talks a lot and doesn't do anything. But what would sound better would be he's all talk and no action. He's all talk and no action. That's right. Woo-hoo! Yes, indeed. Colloquial Moment, expressions with talk. Excellent expressions today. So if we can get some of these into your active English, that would be great. Okay, next, please.
Right, to have a little talk with someone.
To have a little talk with someone. Literally, tener una pequeña charla con alguien. But in English, it's more serious to have a little talk with someone. Let's have a look. Give us an example in Spanish.
Necesitamos hablar seriamente.
We need to have a little talk. So in this case, it sounds, tener una pequeña charla, but it's serious. We need to have a little talk. Tenemos que hablar seriamente. So to have a little talk, salad listeners. That's kind of expression you can get into active English quite quickly, to have a little talk. It's not hard to remember, to conjugate, etc., okay? So we need to have a little talk, yes. Expressions with talk.
Right, okay, yes. So next we can say talk about whatever it may be. Talk about whatever. So, for example, mira que egoísta.
We could just say talk about selfish. Okay, talk about. So we say mira que. We're going to say talk about in this case. Okay, so mira que egoísta. You know, talk about selfish. Okay, talk about greedy. So, you know, you're there, someone grabs all the donuts and eats them. Okay. Talk about greedy. No? So there we have it. So, mira que, we're going to say talk about in English. Okay. Good. Again, that's an easy one to get into our active English.
Right. Next. Mira quien habla.
Mira quien habla. What do you think? It's a said expression. You can talk. Okay, not you can talk. Everyone can talk. Well, most people can. So you can talk. We're emphasizing you. Mira quien habla. You can talk. Okay? Repeat after me, salad listeners. 1, 2, 3. You can talk. That's right. Mira quien habla. Okay, we have a couple of expressions left.
Right, okay. To talk shop.
Ah, to talk shop. So literally hablar, tienda, literally. Okay, it means to talk about work. Hablar sobre el trabajo. Let's have an example.
Todo el mundo hablaba de trabajo en la cena de empresa.
Ah, so rather than saying everybody talked about work, everybody talked shop at the company dinner. Everyone or everybody talked shop or everyone talked shop at the company dinner. So to talk shop. It's hablar del trabajo. If you think about it, going back, you know, most people had like little shops. Okay, they said that Britain is a nation of shopkeepers. That's what they said. So, you know, most people have a little shop, your little business. You talk about shop. It's to talk about work. So to talk shop. Everyone talked shop at the Christmas dinner. We have one more example here.
Right, okay, so, yes, small talk.
Small talk. So, talk is hablar, small is pequeño. Small talk?
Yes, really, small talk is conversación trivial. Trivial conversation, small talk. So, we have vamos a cortar la conversación trivial.
So, we could say, let's cut the small talk. Let's cut the small talk. So small talk, trivial conversation. Let's cut the small talk. That's right, salad listeners. Colloquial moment. Expressions with talk. Now then, salad listeners. So just to review, see if you can remember the meanings of all of these, okay? So we had, now you're talking. Don't try to talk me into doing it. That's right. I managed to talk my way out of doing it. Their relationship was the talk of the town. That's right. He's all talk and no action. We need to have a little talk. Talk about selfish. You can talk. Everyone talked shop at the Christmas dinner. And finally, let's cut the small talk. Let's cut the small talk. Thanks very much, Alan. These have been Expressions with Talk. We'll be right back. Now then, salad listeners, yes. So, excellent expressions with talk today. We hope you enjoyed those. And just to finish off, we have our conundrum, which was, I always blank them mixed up. So, mixed up. Now, what could it be? I always get them mixed up. So, to get mixed up is confundir, confundirse, liarse. Well, you know, I get mixed up, you know, with different tenses. I always get them mixed up. Simple as confundo. Okay? Imagine they're two twins. Okay? I always get them mixed up. You know, or two cars or two things that are quite similar to get them mixed up. You can get confused with them. So to get mixed up is confundir, confundirse, liarse. Okay? So I always get them mixed up was our answer today, salad listeners. Not too bad. We had over 80% correct. Okay, that's all we have time for. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad.
Este viernes 22 de marzo, de 18:30 a 19:30 horas, Masterclass con Richard Vaughan en el FNAC del Centro Comercial Lailla en Barcelona, en Diagonal. Reserva tu plaza, es gratuita. grupovaughan.com/eventos-vaughan.
¿Y tú? ¿Qué nivel tienes?
Yo, intermedio alto.
¿Ah, sí? A ver, traduce esto. Esta es mi grapadora.
That is...
This.
This is my...